Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday, the 7th of June. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. We are sponsored by Volante Farms. Volante Farms in Needham. There is still time to put in your gardens. Yes, indeed, you can still plant basil and tomatoes and peppers and all of that. And Volante Farms in Needham have all of your gardening needs. And we have a little bit of patchy fog, some low clouds out there this morning, but on balance, it's going to become a partly sunny day, fairly warm, 80 to 85. Can't rule out a shower, mostly after 5 or 6 o'clock. So an evening shower could occur in a few places. Does not look like much rain, if any, at all. Now, tonight, if there is a shower, be out of here by 9, 10, 11 o'clock. Then becoming partly cloudy, comfortable for sleeping, a little frontal system coming through, dries us out a little bit, drops the humidity. Dew points go down and temperatures go down. We're in the 50s by morning, upper 50s to low 60s downtown Boston. Beauty coming up for tomorrow. Mid-70s with sunshine, a little bit of a gusty wind that's going to blow around some of that tree pollen, which is definitely still out there, including the pine pollen. So those of you who are allergy sufferers will probably still be kind of bugged over the next couple of weeks with not a lot of rain in the forecast to cleanse the air. Saturday night, partly cloudy, down within a few degrees of 60. Now, as we head for Sunday, partly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, a little frontal system, upper-level system, actually, comes through. Winds will be southwest, a little gusty and flipping to the west overnight Sunday night. Could be a shower with that. Most of that would occur during the middle part of the day. Doesn't look like most of us will see them, but Sunday has the highest risk of showers of the next couple of days, and then it's back to sunshine for Monday, mid-70s. Tuesday, mid to upper 70s. Wednesday and Thursday, mid to upper 70s, getting towards 80 by Thursday as we warm up a bit, all with sunshine. So we're into that time of year where we have to start looking for showers. You get spring has more regular rainfall. Summer has more scattered rainfall. We're into the summer pattern, more scattered rainfall, waiting for rain, looking for it. Some areas get it, some areas don't. This is where you have to start watering. You need to start watering containers and even lawns, especially in the sunshine, if you want to keep those going. If you don't want them to go dormant, they'll need to be irrigated somehow because we just don't see much in the way of rainfall over the next week or so. Have a great morning, everybody.